Good morning. Before we go into today's message, let's turn to the Lord in prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time with your word. It is truly our good portion. Lord, we earnestly pray that as we now take this time to consider your teaching, that we would give you our full attention. We are tempted by many distractions. We tend to be anxious and troubled by many things. And so, Lord, we pray that we would realize that there is one thing that is necessary for us, and it is to know you and your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you've sent, and to be transformed by your truth. And so, Lord, will you please now, for the sake of your Son and his precious blood shed for us as our Redeemer, Lord, for his sake, be pleased to illuminate us as we now turn to your word, so that by your mighty and powerful word, we may be sanctified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, the text that we're going to be considering today is a well-known text from the Gospel of Luke, which records a rather ordinary incident, which nonetheless is of great importance to the church, to the body of Christ. And so we read in today's text that as Jesus and his disciples were traveling, they entered a village. John 11:1 tells us that Mary and Martha lived in Bethany, so we can conclude that the village is Bethany, which is a short distance outside of Jerusalem. And there in the village of Bethany, we read in our text that Martha welcomed the Lord Jesus and his disciples into her house and showed them hospitality. And we see in today's text that Christ took this opportunity to teach in Martha's home. Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening intently to his teaching. Martha, in contrast, was distracted with much serving. She too should have put her tasks aside for a time and given her full attention to the teaching of the incarnate Son of God. But she was, in the words of our Lord, too anxious and troubled about many things to sit and listen. We can only guess what was racing through Martha's mind as the Lord Jesus taught. Perhaps she was worried because she had so much to prepare, with so little time to prepare it. Maybe she was concerned about her neighbors gossiping about her if they heard that her feast fell flat. Maybe she was afraid that her illustrious guests would think less of her if she failed to produce a magnificent spread in a timely fashion. And so she scurried about, hoping to throw her guests that fabulous feast. We can imagine that she was growing irritated at her sister, who was sitting and listening instead of helping out with all the preparations. We can imagine Martha growing exasperated at the thought of needing to cut corners and delay the dinner. We can imagine Martha's vision for an impressive feast threatened by a lack of time and help. Oh no, she may have thought, that wouldn't do. Her reputation as a host was on the line. So in her frustration, what did she do? She went up to the Lord Jesus interrupted his teaching and demanded that he send Mary to go help her. How does the Lord answer Martha's demand? Let's take a look. Verse 40 to 42. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." The Lord Jesus responds to Martha by telling her that she was anxious and troubled about many things, but that, in fact, one thing was necessary. The Lord had one requirement for Martha, and it wasn't those many things that she was anxious and troubled about. The Lord did not require Martha to live up to her reputation as a host and as a cook. He didn't require Martha to silence her critics around the village who may have been scrutinizing her. He didn't require Martha to impress her guests with an eye-popping spread. But these could have been the things that she was anxious and troubled about. What the Lord did require of Martha was the one thing he deemed necessary for all in his flock. And what was that one thing? Well, the Apostle Paul would later mention that one thing in his epistle to the Philippians. Philippians 3, 12 to 14, a text that we had studied together a few months ago. We're going to go back to it. Philippians 3, 12 to 14. "Not that I've already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." The one thing that is necessary, the one thing that Paul did, what was it? What did he do? Wherever he was, whether laboring as a tent maker or traveling far and wide or ministering to the churches or confined to a prison, what was the one thing that he did? Well, if you think back to a few months ago, we know the answer to that question. The one thing he did was strive after his own sanctification. The one thing he did was press on towards the goal of the Christ-like perfection that would one day be his in glorified immortality. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The one thing that Paul did was press on towards the goal of the Christ-like perfection that would one day be his in glorified immortality. The one goal of Paul's life was to purify himself as Christ is pure. We touched upon 1 John 3:3, and that's referring to sanctification. His one goal was to be transformed by the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 17, our Lord Jesus prayed that the Heavenly Father would sanctify all believers in the truth. John 17, 14 to 17. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. It is in the truth of God's word that we are sanctified. It is in the word of our Lord that we learn how to live a life of sanctification. As many of us can affirm and know, sanctification is not through effort alone. As we see here in John 17, verse 17, sanctification requires a reliance on the word of the Lord. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. So the one thing that the Lord deems necessary for His flock, the one thing that He deemed necessary for Mary and Martha, is being transformed by the truth of His word. Mary grasped this better than her sister Martha, which is why she prioritized listening to the Lord over all the preparations. She was willing to put the serving on the back burner so she could devote her full attention to the teaching of our Lord Jesus. It was more important to Mary to be sanctified in the truth than to prepare a picture-perfect dinner. If dinner was delayed because of her listening, so be it. If a few items on the menu had to be dropped due to her listening, so be it. The Lord Jesus did not require a smorgasbord served right at 6 p.m. That was optional. That was not necessary. What was necessary in His eyes was for Mary and Martha to learn, to become more like Him, to be conformed more and more to His character, His image. That was not optional. So Mary prioritized listening to His teaching for the purpose of her sanctification. Are we anything like Martha? Are we anxious and troubled about many things? Things that are not actually necessary for us? Do these things tend to distract us from the Lord's teaching, even at this very moment? Maybe we're anxious and troubled about something someone said about us, some criticism. Maybe at the same time we're anxious and troubled about some potential problem that we foresee in the future. And to compound our frayed mindset, maybe we're anxious and troubled about something that's going on at work. And to add to all that, perhaps we're anxious and troubled about the academic pressures at school. Perhaps some of us, if not many of us, are anxious and troubled about many, many things. But do we remember that our Lord does not deem it necessary that we be well liked by everyone? Do we remember that He does not deem it necessary that our lives be largely trouble-free, or that everything goes smoothly for us in the workplace? Do we remember that He does not deem it necessary for us to be the top performer in our class at school? These are not necessary for us in the sight of God. But the one thing He does deem necessary for us is to be transformed by His word. So while we may want to resolve these issues that have arisen, today's text shows us to prioritize listening to the Lord over all of these things that tend to trouble us. Today's teaching tells us to not allow these concerns to drag our attention away from the Word of God, sanctifying them in the truth. Your Word is truth. For instance, as so many of us know, we must be good stewards of our academic opportunities. Stewardship is one area of our sanctification, so that means we need to study. But if we're so anxious about our studies that we give up regular time in God's Word so that we can study more, well, we're being like Martha, distracted from the truth that transforms us. Our Lord requires good stewardship, good academic stewardship. He does not require us to be the tippity-top of our class. You'll notice that the Lord Jesus calls that precious time learning under His teaching the good portion, verse 41 to 42. But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Lord Jesus calls that precious time learning under Him the good portion, Mary's good portion. It's not the dishes that Martha was so busy preparing. No, the good portion was that precious time hearing the Lord speak. And the Lord tells Martha that He was not going to take that good portion away from Mary. Let us also, brethren in Christ, regard our time in the Word, whether through worship or Bible study or our own personal reading, as our good portion. Let us get in the habit of dealing with God's Word without distraction. When we get so distracted, when we listen to the teaching of God's Word, it may be an online Bible study. And as we study the Word of God, off to the side, we're browsing our phone. We're browsing some website on our second monitor. Or even handling schoolwork. Distraction. Let us get in the habit of dealing with the Word without distraction. Giving the Lord our full attention as we enjoy our good portion. Do we regard the teaching of the Lord as our good portion? So as we enjoy our good portion, put those other concerns that tempt us to distraction on the back burner. You can deal with them afterwards. You don't have to deal with it right now at this moment. We don't have to think about it right now at this moment. Deal with it later. Let us learn from Mary's example and prioritize our opportunities to listen to our Lord Jesus so that we might be sanctified by His Word. Let us, brethren in Christ, devote our full attention to the Lord's teaching. That's what Mary did. Martha didn't do that. Martha was distracted. But Mary's example is given to us in the teaching as an example to follow. Let us remember to prioritize our opportunities to listen to our Lord Jesus and give Him our full attention during those opportunities. It is the good portion. And as we partake of that good portion, we are nourished for our sanctification, and that is, according to the Word of God, the one thing that is necessary for us. Let's pray. Blessed Holy Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word. We thank You for this good portion as we listen to the teaching of Your Son, Jesus Christ. How often we are so distracted by our many anxieties and troubles, distracted by things that are not actually necessary for us, by goals and desires that are not actually necessary for us. For your word has taught us that the one thing that is necessary for us is to be transformed by your word of the truth. And so, Lord, we pray that we would always give priority to listening to your word of truth, that we would devote our full attention, whether in Sunday services or in our Bible studies or in our personal Bible reading, that we'll devote our full attention to the word of God during the time that we are enjoying our good portion and not give in to distraction. Because as we devote our attention raptly to your word, we receive so much benefit, instruction, wisdom as to how we may grow in our sanctification. And that is the one thing that is necessary for us in this life. And so will you please bless our attention to your word today for that end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.